Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it was the movie that took the box office receipts this weekend, but it was even perhaps more of a hit in the blogosphere.
As of last night, there were 5 deaths and 32 cases.
There's a cluster in an elementary school.
Okay, that's the kind of thing you're going to have to be prepared for. It's going to be all over the news big time. What's your single overriding communications objective?
We're isolating the sick and quarantining those who we believe were exposed.
Okay, good.
That is Lawrence Fishburne and Kate Winslet there in a clip from Contagion, a movie that knocked out The Help, which was the big hit from before, knocked The Help out of the number one spot at the box office. But as I said, it's even more of a topic of conversation in many forums. That's because people are wondering if it could actually happen. Dr. John Epstein joins us now, a veterinary epidemiologist who specializes in emerging viruses, including Nipah, which was actually the inspiration for the virus that's featured in the film Contagion. Dr. Epstein's also the Associate Vice President of Echo Health Alliance. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
So this virus, Nipah, on which the film was based, how far apart are the two viruses?
Well, Nipah virus is very similar to the movie in the film, only it's actually more deadly than the one that's portrayed in the film. The good news is it's not quite as infectious among people. So while it can be transmitted from bats to people and then person to person, at this stage, we're not seeing large chains of transmission. So it's not yet contributed to a large-scale outbreak like the one in the movie, which spreads globally.
All right, but the movie, you saw the movie.
Yes.
Was it realistic for you? I mean, as an epidemiologist, did it seem plausible?
I think so. I found the movie very realistic. I know that the writer and director went to great measures to make it medically accurate. They had scientific consultants on set. So I think this is a very plausible scenario.
So what's the benefit? I mean, of a film like this, when they're trying to make it realistic, what benefit is it in kind of scaring people that way?
Well, I think one of the most important things in terms of public awareness to infectious diseases is to realize that, public education and preventative measures are really important in terms of being aware of when you're sick, staying out of the public, staying home, hand washing. And some of these measures are exactly what contribute to, meaning not hand washing, contribute to the spread of the virus. So in other words, sick people contacting other sick people. So this movie creates awareness in the public. I think it also creates an important awareness of the public health authorities, the scientists who are working to prevent these types of outbreaks from happening.
Well, one of them is with us today, Dr. John Epstein, a veterinary epidemiologist who specializes in these kind of viruses. Are there more of them than there ever were before? Or are we just hearing more about them?
You know, there's more and more of these emerging diseases happening than ever before. Most of them are coming from wild animals into people. And the important thing is to study them at the human-animal interface. That's the kind of research that myself and my colleagues are doing to prevent these outbreaks from happening in the first place.
But I thought I couldn't get a cold from my dog.
Well, you can't directly, but sometimes from wildlife getting into people, either via domestic animals or from direct contact. It's also important to realize that human beings are placing pressure on natural systems in ways we never have before. And it's these kinds of pressures that are facilitating viruses from emerging. So this isn't the fault of wildlife by any means, but it's the things we're doing, like having pig farms near pristine rainforests that allow bats to come in and have contact with pigs where they normally wouldn't. That's what happened with Nipah virus in Malaysia. Fruit bats coming into orchards on pig farms, dropping fruit into pig enclosures. Pigs get sick from eating that fruit and spread it to people.
And then it becomes a major motion picture starring Kate Winslet and Lawrence Fishburne. Dr. John Epstein is veterinary epidemiologist, specializes in emerging viruses. He's also Associate Vice President of Echo Health Alliance. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.